Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Life Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing about New Year celebrations and what women and girls can expect in 2025. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Like many of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks, his choice to head the Department of Education, Linda McMahon, has been a major supporter of the campaign, donor, and for much of her career, she helped lead the World Wrestling Entertainment conglomerate, despite what many analysts and educators see as her limited experience in education. Big shifts in focus are expected under her leadership. VOA's Laurel Bauman reports.
During President-elect Donald Trump's first term as president, Linda McMahon led the U.S. Small Business Administration. Trump's choice for the Department of Education chief has served as a board member at a private college and briefly on a state board of education. Some analysts are worried.
She certainly doesn't have much relevant experience in education, either at the K-12 or higher education level, relative to previous education secretaries.
But many conservative analysts say she'll do well at streamlining the department and limiting its authority, which is what they want.
The Department of Education does not need to be run by an educator. I believe we do need an experienced executive, someone who knows how to manage people, get things done, hold people accountable, understand results and reporting of results.
The department's responsibilities include managing federal student loan and grant programs for higher education, overseeing civil rights, and distributing funds for low-income students. Some educators worry public education will be at risk under a Trump administration and that the most vulnerable students will suffer.
Students with disabilities are LGBTQ+. Students, our Black, Brown, and Indigenous students, our students living in poverty, making higher education even more expensive and further out of the reach of middle-class families.
Many conservatives say the department is bureaucratic and ineffective and should be abolished entirely. That's not likely, but change is coming, say analysts from both sides of the political aisle.
What I see happening over the next 4 years is really a slimming down of the department substantially and really getting the federal government out of the business of education as much as possible.
You know, incoming Trump administration, I think, believes in cutting back a lot of the federal funding across all programs.
Both sides may agree on promoting technical education as an alternative to a traditional university.
What a lot of high school graduates, what a lot of workers want, is less a four-year college degree and more the kind of training that's going to help them get better jobs, that's going to help them have more successful lives. Right now, it can be really difficult to use a lot of federal support for higher education at some of these programs.
A Republican-led education department can also be expected to attempt rolling back policies promoted by current President Joe Biden, such as protections for transgender students.
The department has weighed in very heavily on gender disputes in America's schools, encouraging them to adopt policies which emphasize gender rather than biological sex. I think a Trump administration is likely to sharply reverse directions on all of this.
McMahon will need to be approved by the Senate. Analysts expect she will be, with a Republican majority and more controversial cabinet picks for them to consider. Laurel Bauman, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Lauren. In Harare, some parents in Budiriro are upset at the situation at Glenview 2 High School, where burst sewage pipes are threatening the delay of opening of the school, as there is raw sewage plowing throughout the school. Schools are expected to open on January the 14th. Studio 7 reporter Tobias Mudzingwa caught up with Ms. Chipo Chimojore, who had this to say.
Inini ndinoitwawo mugare Chipo Chimojoro ndiri mugari wemuno muGlenview. Tashungurudzika kuti zvinotoita sei nekuda kwemasuweji. Chiri kuitika ndechekuti isusu tine hukama hwakanaka nekanzuru, asi vari kutidzosera mumashure, vari kuda kuti trust yedu navo ibreke, nekuti izvezvi pano pachikoro pari kupashaira suweji. Dai vachiti vakauya kuzogadzira zvobva zvapera zvazvakanaka, zvino vanoti vakagadzira zvodzokorodza futi, akasike kutanga ichidhumbuka suweji. Iye zvinezvi tatakutomboti pamwe vachinja maitiro, vari kuda kubatsira kuti zvinhu zvikurumidze kufamba chikoro chisati chavhurwa. Vabva vavhura apa kuti vaise mapaipi manyowani, asi chiri kutinetsa ndechekuti pamapaipi acho avari kuisa manyowani hapana chatiri kuona chiri kufamba. Iye zvino vashandi vavo vari kuuya vakavhura zvigomba, ipapa vashandi vakabata mafoshoro. Vari kupumidzira here kuti zvigomba iri ringavharwe nemafoshoro? Vashandi vavo havana zvakakwana zvavanenge vakapfeka futi pamasuweji pacho. Iye zvinezvi vana vaakuda kuvhura chikoro zvakadai, pavari kutsika pacho vari kuuya mudzimba vachiswesa nhirikiri korera mudzimba. Glenview inzvimbo inotyisa, ingadei iriyo yekuti vakaona zvaakupashaira kudai vokurumidza kutora action. Tiri kukumbirawo kuti tidyidzane zvakanyanya nekanzuro. Dai hurumende yatibatsirawo kuti imire nekanzuro yeGlenview, kuti dai vaedza nepavanokwanisira kuti vakurumidze kutibatsira, nekuti iye zvino taakutyira utano hwevana. Isusu tiri vana mbuya tinosiyirwa vazukuru. Muzukuru anouya osikotsika masuweji, ouya kumba ongosikosiya bhutsu. Ini mbuya ndichadzibata, ndoita korera, iye woita korera, achapepa mwindiyani? Saka tiri kukumbirawo kuti vatibatsirewo sevagari, tibatane tiite chinhu chimwe chete, vakiriye panapa vana vasati vavhura. Ndozvandiri kukumbirisa kuti dai taisa musoro pamwe chete, hurumende yatibatsira nekukurumidza.
Avo vanga vari muzvare Chipo Chimojere vachitaura vari muHarare nemutori weStudio 7 wenhau Tobias Mudzingwa. Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu also caught up with Mrs. Tendai Masocha, who had this to say.
Kakhulu emathebheleleni, even umgwaqo oya ematopo ngapha oya kojoshua mkambo nkomo wayengu-vice president waleli lizwe, wayengumuntu omkhulu kakhulu. Kodwa yathola ukuthi kwezinye izigaba zoluhlu lelizwe imigwaqo eqonda kibo ababa kwezombangazo kudala iyabe imihle ilungisiwe. So uthola ukuthi beke kuthi nxa sesikhuluma amanye amagama songantsho akhona sifiwela ingxabangxoza, kodwa siyabe sikhuluma impilo ekhona ebuhlungu engapha emathebheleleni. So siyakhala bakithi ukuthi sicela ukuthi emathebheleleni ngayikhangele njengoluhlu oluphakathi Zimbabwe, singayenza ngani siyizana ngale. Hayi, akukhali kathi sikhona ngoba ngakhuluma ngendaba ze-taxpayers money, lathi siyabhatala i-tax njengomuntu wonke eZimbabwe. So imali yona le ayitholakali isebenza, kukhanye sibili ukuthi lathi singabantu abakhona, lathi abatholakala bekhona into enzobhatala i-tax. Le mali ezikhitshwa emgwaqweni lapha kuma-toll gates azikhanye zisebenze emathebheleleni bakithi, ngoba imoto zihamba nsuku zonke zisiyakhona ngale kubojoshua Mkabuko Road, eziye kezi ziyahamba efolo simoto zihamba nsuku zonke. But ukuthi imali yakhona wayeingalengisa umgwaqo siyazibuza imali zematogeti ziyangaphi. Le mgwaqo etsholotsho mibi kakhulu. So kuyaqubula ingaphakathi kusivusa amanxeba ezinye izinto zayenzakalayo ukuthi leyi phela singenye iveshini yokuhlukuluzwa esikhumbuza yona liyane ka-1986 ukuthi mhlawumbe sowungu-contribute ukuthi vele singasihlezi nesilezi sihlukuluzwa njengemathebheleleni. Hayi, siyacela bakithi ukuthi lathi sihlonipheke, sazakale, senzelwe njengesizwe.
Thank you there. That was Mrs. Tendai Masocha speaking with Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu in Bulawayo. Let's now take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now to discuss our topic on expectations for the year 2025 for women and girls, we are joined by Dr. Chipo Dendere, a teaching professor at Wellesley College in Boston. We also have on the line all the way from Britain, Mrs. Barbara Gwangwara, a women's rights activist. Welcome to the program, ladies. Hello, ladies.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
And a happy 2025 to you both.
Happy 2025 to you and our listeners.
Thank you so much. So I'll start off with you, Dr. Dendere. How has the 2025 been for you so far?
So far, so good. I am not going back to work for a couple of more weeks. So taking time to just relax at home with the family.
And what can we expect, especially for women and girls in Zimbabwe? We saw there some women were complaining in Harare about the raw sewage that's flowing at one of the schools in Budiriro. What's your take?
You know, I think 2024 was a really difficult year for women all around the world, including women and girls in Zimbabwe. I think, well, what I hope is that in 2025, women will be able to use their voices, as we heard from the clip that you played earlier. If women start demanding the change early on and putting council and the government on notice, perhaps it will be a better year for people. But if the economy doesn't improve, I am afraid that a lot of that burden is going to be carried by women and girls. And we'll continue to see the same challenges in 2024. As we did in 2024, but I also want to be hopeful that, you know, you don't want to go into the new year feeling dejected and hopeless. So I want to have hope that our voices can lead to something good. Zimbabwe already started the new year on a good note by abolishing the death penalty. So, you know, I think we've got something good to start with.
Thank you so much. Over to you, Mrs. Gwangwara. You are in the United Kingdom, but you work with women back home in Zimbabwe. What are you looking forward to be doing this new year?
Oh, thank you so much, Marvelous. I am looking forward to a Zimbabwe which is safe for women. A Zimbabwe that is all the resources that will make women's life better. Because I was listening to this woman in, is it Glenview?
Yes.
When she was speaking, you know, the issues, the real issues on the ground, they've reached a time, Marvelous, where women should say enough is enough. And it's very unfortunate that the people that are supposed to be fighting for these women, the women that are in parliament, I don't think they are doing enough for these women on the ground. You know, women are left on their own, and it's never too late for these women to start, like, I like what Mrs. Nemere said, to start demanding. They should demand what rightfully belongs to them. You know, everyone is now siding with the dictator. You know, even that some women who used to fight for these women, for women rights, they are now eating with the dictator and leaving these women vulnerable. So women should start reorganizing themselves you know, and fight for their lives. They fight for the betterment of their children's lives.
Uh-huh.
We are seeing everything that happens, every ill that is happening, is the women that bears the brand, nonetheless. And this is very, very, very unfortunate. We can't be having a sewage spilling all over at this day and age. The situation should have been resolved long back. It's not only about the sewage, motherless.
Uh-huh.
The health delivery system is dead in Zimbabwe. You know, the schools, you know, children are learning and they're not given the results because they are owing school fees. And is it the child that is owing the school fees? It is the parent, but it's the child that is being punished. Education is no longer a right for the children in Zimbabwe. So you find when you don't give a child the result, what do you expect of him or her tomorrow? How do you expect that child to go forward with the school when we've held the result?
So if you can respond in Ndebele, I know you're fluent in Ndebele, Mrs. Gwangwara. So what do you think women can actually do? You mentioned a very important point about the situation on the ground where, like what you're saying, that women in politics, and I know that you have been an active politician yourself before, but what's the way forward now?
Nyabonga, Amazulas, into enkulu, ekakathekile ukuthi omama lamantombazana eZimbabwe sokumele bazisukumele bazilwele ngoba akusela umuntu ofisa ukuthi abalwele abantu abayiba bebemele balwele omama khathesi sebekhethe ukuyakuma le detector i-government uhulumende lo onganakekeli abantu. So omama laba mazela sokumele baqoqane bakhulume ngezinto lezi ezibahluphayo ku-ground, izinto ezifanana namanzi, izinto ezifanana namasuwa lawa apho ngugeleza yonke ndawo, izinto ezifanana lezikolo, ilungelo labantwana ukuthi bahambe ezikolo, izinto ezifanana lezibhedlela ukuthi kazilamithi, izinto zonke zona lezi eziyizo eziletha impilakahle yabomama lamantombazana. So kumele ke bame bazilwele bona vodwa ngoba iconstitution yeZimbabwe iyatsho ukuthi omama balamalungelo athize. So labo ababezithi bona balwela amalungelo owabomama nxa sebekhethe ukuya kuma on the other side kwelinye icele elabancindezeli, bona sokumele baqoqane baqalise kutsha umzabalazo, baqalise kutsha ukudimanda lezo zinto ezingezabo, baqalise kutsha ukukhuluma ngama issues kumbe inkathazo ezihlupha omama. Even kathesi 2025 lo mazela zizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi i-economy yeZimbabwe lokhu isiya phansi, umkhononi kawulunganga, kodwa umama kumbe amantombazana siwabona aza kuba le nkinga enkulu, especially ku-issue yama-sanitary pads. Even nje ukuyavela omama ababelethayo njengoba bathe kuthiwa bazithengele izinto abasisebenzisayo nxa besiyabeletha, kathesi kuza kuba nzima wesi, izulu lakhona kalini okuzwayo, emasimini akula lutho, umhlabathi unikwa abantu abalezimali, omama lokhu bedubeka abanalutho lokwenza ngenxa yokuthi umkhonini wakhona kwavumeza ukuthi bayenze khona lokhu ukuthi bakhangele abantwana babo. Ngikhulume ngendaba yefees ukuthi abantwana abafundayo kathesi bafundela amahara mavelasi, ukuthi nxa umntwana engingabhadalanga ifees uyancitshwa ireport, uyancitshwa ama-results. Kanti-ke sihlala sitshelwa ukuthi i-education ukufunda kulilungelo lomntwana wonke weZimbabwe, even naku-constitution kukhona, but ilungelo lakhona lingaba ililungelo na nxa umntwana enganikwa ngama-results? Uza kuya nga nxa umntwana engakazi ukuthi uyenze njani eminyakeni ophelileyo? And then nxa umntwana ezabanjela ama-results, umntwana nguyokweledayo yini kumbe umzali nguyokweledayo? Indawo bengadili labazali bethiya abantwana baye phambili nesikolo.
Thank you so much. Coming back to you, Professor Dendere, zviri nyore here kuti madzimai vaenderere mberi vachitaura ivo kune vadare kana iyo hurumende kuti aiwa isu izvi ndo zvatiri kuda tichitarisa isu mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika?
Maonero angu ndeyekuti madzimai emuZimbabwe vane basa guru kumberi kwavo. Tikatarisa pane machanges mazhinji aitika ari positive, asiwo kujanyirirwa kwevanhukadzi kuchiriko. Gore rakunopera last year takaona isu kuti kune vana vazhinji vainzi vakaitiswa pamuviri vachiri kuchikoro, vana vane makore vamwe vadiki diki vekuma 13 years. Saka kana senyika tiri kutadza kuchengetedza vanasikana vedu vari kuzvikoro, zvinoratidza izvo kuti tiri kudzokera kumashure panyaya dzekuchengetedza vanhukadzi nevanasikana. Mudzimbawo nyaya dzedomestic violence dziri kungoramba dzichikwira dzichienderera kumberi, asi kana takatarisa kumacourts vanhukadzi vaakukwanisawo kuva nemapropertys zvikachengetwa nemutemo. Asi on the everyday front, vanhukadzi vemuZimbabwe vakatakura nhamo dzakawandisa.
Thank you so much. Coming back to you, Mrs. Gwangwara, talking about the political situation in Zimbabwe, we see that a lot of women are shunning away from engaging in politics. What do you think it will be like as we look into 2025, which we've just entered into? You can respond in Shona or Ndebele, whichever one.
Handifungi kuti vanamai vakawanda vachada kuita zvematongero enyika, mavhelasi, nekuti vanamai vari kuti kana vada kuita zvematongero enyika vari kusangana nedambudziko rekubhuliwa nevanhurume, rekurohwa nemabhokora nevanhurume. You know kuti nyaya dzepolitics inyaya dzepower. Saka varume they still believe kuti ivo ndivo vanofanira kunge vakabata tambo dzepower. Kana ukada kutaura nenyaya dzemaequal rights kupolitics, vanokuudzai kuti munofanira kuvhoterwa sezvinoita vamwe wese. But vanofanira kuvhoterwa sezvinoita vamwe wese, asi ground racho riri level here? Ground racho rakawenzana here? Panenge pachienda vana baba vachienda kunoita mameetings ezvematongero enyika, inini mai ndinombosara kumba ndobikira vana, ndowacha, ndofanira kuaina, ndofanira kuona kuti zvinhu zvese zviri right. Kumameetings kwachona ikokoko vanoita mameetings usiku, mai havabvumiri kuenda kumeeting yacho usiku. Even iwewe munhukadzi haufili safe kuti uende kumameetings iye anoitwa usiku. So zvimwe zvachona zvinoitwa maune kudzivirira vana mai kuti vatore nzvimbo. It's not kuti havana capacity, but unonzwa varume vachiti hamuna capacity ndosaka musingakwanisi kupinda. Asi uchitarisa manje, uchitarisa vana baba vacho vanenge vakapinda, umwe anenge asori naye fanike kuma councils, umwe anenge asori na kana O-level, but kuna namai hobho nema O-levels vari kutadza kuita macouncillors nekuti vari kubvaridzirwa, vari kurohwa nemagokora nana baba. Saka zvichanetsa marvelous kuti vana mai vapinde mupolitics. Takazviona zvakaitika 2023. Ende tinoziva percentage yana mai wakapinda, wakapinda mucouncil, wakapinda kuparliament, kuti namba yacho haitosviki kana 30% chayo haisviki. Saka ini ndiri kuona kumberi uko namba icharamba ichidzika. Vana mai vari kurepwa mupolitics umu, vana mai vari kuitwa iye inonzi cyber bullying, ende vachinyadziswa pakazara vanhu, vachipomerwa mhosva dzavasingazivi, vachidaidzwa mazita aya anodzikisira, tinoti anodenigrata madzimai. Saka vangani vana mai vanhu vachinzi vanofanira kuchengetedza hunhu hwavo? Saka politics iri kuwanikwa ichibvisa hunhu hwana mai deliberately kuti vana mai vadzokere kumashure. Saka hakuna kwatiri kuenda senyika, mavhelasi. Tangoramba tichingongenga panzvimbo imwe chete kana zvinhu izvo zvisina kugadziriswa, kana ground rana mai risina kuitwa, risina kuvhurwa, kana unoona kuti muri mufield muri kumhanya, lane rana baba riri clear. Rangu lane inini rine mapreti, rine vana varoda kuchengetwa.
rine musadza rinoda kubikwa rine zvemusha zvinoda kugadzirwa rine zvino zvakawanda zvandiri kufanira kuita muleni mangu zvandiri kufanira kutanga ndabvisa ndazvitsa kusaidhu kuti ndimhanye muleni riri straight risina mabarriers kana kuti risina zvipinga izvo.
Thank you so much. Coming back to you, Dr. Dendere, you heard what Mrs. Gwangwara just said. What's your view regarding the political landscape in Zimbabwe, looking at women and 2025?
Ndinobvumirana navo takatarisa kuti pakaitwa marecalls navachabango vazhinji vakaimpactwa vaiva vanhukadzi. Example yandinowanzopa ndeye kuti pana meya akanga achangobva kusarudzwa wechidiki ane 25 years old wekumasvingo. Meya iyeye akabviswa pachinzvimbo chake zvisina kana explanation. Vachabango pavakabvunzwa kunzi ko abvisirwei vakati because she's just a little girl. Iyoyo framing yekuona vanhukadzi sekunge vanoramba vari vana vadiki iri mupolitics medu zvakanyanyisa. Parliament inoita kuti pachengetwe yatinoti gender quota yevanhu vari kupinda muparliament ndizvozvo zvazvo, but gender quota iyoyo independent nekuti imwe neimwe political party yawana vanhu vazhinji vapinda muparliamentary. Asi zvataurwa nemumwe wangu ichokwadi kuti vanhukadzi vachiona mabatsirwo nematukirwo anoitwa vakadzi vari muparliament vachituka mazwi atisingagonei kudzokorodza pajekerere zvichaita kuti vanhu vakadzi vazhinji vabude mupolitics. Kana takatarisa social media yeZimbabwe, sinze social media ndoinoita kuti vanhu vave nenzvimbo kana dare rekutaura politics, tiri kuona kuti social media yekuZimbabwe haina space kuti vanhukadzi vaengage. Ivavo vashoma vanhukadzi vanenge varipo pasocial media vachitora upfungwa dzavo vanonyombwa nekutukwa zvakanyanyisa. Zvese izvozvo zviri kuita kuti manumbers evakadzi vari willing kuva in the public face vadzike kana kujournalism chaiko kana kupi, vanhukadzi vari kugara vachingotukwa nekunyombwa zviri kuita kuti vazhinji vangoti rega ndigare zvangu kumba ndisiyane nazvo zvepolitics hazvinenei.
Thank you so much. They're coming to you, Mrs. Gwangwara. Your last word. Where can people follow you if they want to see and follow what you're doing?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. People can follow me. I'm a content creator, digital content creator on Facebook, where I write motivational issues and also issues of my human rights. They can also follow me on Twitter. Wakachaga Barbara Gwangwara Tanyanywa on Twitter. They will find me on TikTok. I'm there. On Instagram, I'm there. So, yeah, I'm all over. So we can engage those that want us to engage and to start this revolution of women. We know that most revolutions were started by women. And so, I know if women get serious, we get there. If women start demonstrating in Mabuku, Mavelas, when there is no water, that's not politics. Women should know that. It's not politics. They are demanding their right. Water is right. Electricity is right. Education is a right.
Thank you so much. If you can give us your handle. So you said under Barbara Gwangwara for all your pages.
Yeah, Barbara Gwangwara Tanyanywa. All the handles, if they search on the under that name, they'll find me.
Thank you so much. Coming to you, Dr. Dendere, I know you're very active on Twitter. Where can people follow you?
Oh, Patita Ningoripo, Sir Dr. Dendere, DRDENDERE. Tinenge tiripo tichingokweshanawo navo vanhu vechirume vanoti vanhukadzi havafaniri kunge vari mupolitics. Tiripo ipapo paTwitter.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. I would like to thank our guest, the teaching professor at Wellesley College in Boston, Dr. Chipo Endere. And we also had our women's rights defender, Barbara Gwangwara, who is based in the United Kingdom. Thank you, ladies, for having been on our program.
Thank you so much, Marvelous, for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And with those words, we are now coming to the end of our show. And that brings us to the end of our show. We have to say goodbye to even to our callers. Thank you so much. And listeners, signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.